right now is just interesting news came out today. U.S. consumer credit down the most since April of 1992. And
now, what does that mean? What does that mean?
It's actually stunning news for consumer credit to decline. You asked, you know, where the money is coming from, and you know what puts a stop to it. Well, one of two things happen: either banks refuse to extend credit, or consumers have just decided to throw in the towel and stop borrowing. And we're seeing possibly, it's 1 month, this could be an outlier, so we have to watch this. But it's one of the things that I'm watching very closely here is the turndown in consumer credit.
Who's doing it, though, the bank or the consumer?
The consumer. Consumer is the decline is in loans for automobiles, other large non-revolving credit items. So, you know, we'll see. At the same time, just announced yesterday or today, in the U.K., we're seeing the same thing. Credit card borrowing in the U.K. fell for the first time since they began keeping records on it 19 years ago. First decline. So this is, it's not just a U.S. thing. Credit has been running rampant in the U.S., the U.K., it's running rampant in Europe right now. Canada, we're starting to see a decline. Actually, for the first time, I've got some anecdotal reports coming in from Vancouver that has said that bubble up there has finally popped or is starting to pop. So we'll see. Is this just a one-time thing or not? But if consumers stop borrowing and consumers stop buying, That's not going to be good, obviously, for corporate profits.
It's a catch-22. On one hand, isn't it good that the consumer is going to slow down his borrowing?
It is good. The consumers need to slow down borrowing. You can't run an economy on negative savings rates for 15 months. But that is exactly what we've done. And it's really just a matter of time, and we're seeing it here now. I've been saying this for a while, that the slowdown in housing would start to affect consumer spending in other areas. We might be seeing that here for the first time, but one of two things happens to pop the credit bubble. That's what we're not. It's not really a housing bubble per se. It's a credit lending bubble. Corporate banks are willing to lend money to anybody that can breathe. You know, part of this was the Bankruptcy Reform Act of 2005 the Republican Congress passed. So it's got a clear intent to make people debt slaves forever. And banks and corporations are looking as if they can just, you know, take on, you know, all of this risk and nothing bad is going to happen from it. But the party ends when one of two things happen. Either foreclosures and rising bankruptcies cause banks and other lenders to stop wanting to lend money because they're now starting to lose money, or consumers on their own part act in advance of that and just say, enough is enough, I'm going to slow down my spending.
And how long will they slow down, Michael? What do you think?
I think we're going to have a recession that's going to last a year, maybe two. But it's going to be a series of them. We've had a 30-year bubble in credit lending. Home prices got two to four standard deviations above what rental prices should be and above wage growth. That is the sign of a speculative bubble, that people also took money out of their houses feeling giddy, you know, that their home price is going up. It's the wealth effect. People felt wealthy as long as their home price was going up. They were willing to take that money out and spend it. They were willing to, look, if I just redo my kitchen, how much more it's going to add to the value of my house. All of that is slowly coming to an end right now. And that's what we're seeing when we're looking at this GDP falling to 1.6%. That's one of the things we're seeing. Unemployment is a lagging indicator, and with the decline in consumer spending and with the decline in home sales, unemployment is going to start heading back the other direction.